The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Final day from the TVL tournament. Jared Sluppy with you as we got a couple of consolation games to start things off. Talk about kind of the wild and wonky schedule here in just a second for today's action. But first, we have Onega and Axel on the girls' side in a consolation match. Taking a look at where these two teams come from in terms of the TVL tournament perspective. Both these teams losing on the first day with, let's take a look at Onega first. They lost to Valley Heights 49-33, coming into this one as the 8th seed. Then after that, in their first game, they defeated Wetmore 52-12. This being their final game of the tournament. And as for Axel, the number 7 seed in the tournament got upset by Washington County, losing that one 51-30, and Washington County ended up making the semifinals. But as for Axel, they lost to Troy in their first consolation game, 54-28, and then here they are in their final game of the tournament. So taking a look at that kind of wonky schedule, so after this one, we will be doing another game between Donovan West and Onega Boys, and it's originally scheduled for 11:30, but we're trying to get these games in as fast as possible, so we're only having 10-minute breaks in between games here throughout the entire day, and half times are only going to be 2 minutes because of all of the winter weather going on in the area. So trying to get everyone out of here as fast as possible. So it'll probably be more like possibly 11:15 when that one starts, so be sure to stay tuned. And that'll be over the secondary gym, so I'll have to grab my stuff and then head on over there again after that. This one's over. And then as for the girls' championship game, we'll have that one tonight between Hanover and Donovan West. Again, originally scheduled for 6 o'clock, but most likely we're going to be estimating it'll be around 5 or 5:15. Of course, no real time that we can give you for that, so I would just stay tuned if you're wanting to listen to that one, because they're trying to get it earlier than that original 6 o'clock starting time. And same for the boys' championship between Blue Valley Randolph and Axel, again, originally set for 7:30, might be closer to 6:30 or so when they start that one. So 10 minutes in between games and 2-minute half times for today's action. So be sure to be aware of that as we continue with our action for today. Just going to step aside for a break and come back with tip-off between Onega and Axel here on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal on Wix Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Wix Filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Wix Filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Vega and Axel about to get underway here from Washington County. Consolation game here from the TBL Girls Basketball Tournament. Let's now get to our starters. First for the Buffaloes, number 3, a 5'8 senior, Eva Krohn. Number 10, a 5'5 junior, Brianna Bates. Number 12, a 5'10 junior, Maria Krohn. Number 23, a 5'7 sophomore, Bridget Campbell. And number 45, a 5'11 sophomore, Delaney Figge. So that's Eva Krohn, Brianna Bates, Maria Krohn, Bridget Campbell, and Delaney Figge. And for Axtell, it'll be number 2, a 5'8 freshman, Allie Strothman. Number 21, a 5'9 senior, Lainey Porting. Number 22, a 5'7 junior, Kaylee Sandman. Number 23, a 5'4 senior, Taylor Broxerman. And number 24, a 6-foot junior, Chloe Strothman. So that's Natalie Strothman. Chloe Strothman, Lainey Porting, Kaylee Sandman, and Taylor Broxerman. Looking good to start on time for this one as Onega and Axtell. Again, this is a consolation matchup between the number 7 and number 8 seeds. It'll be Axtell, the visitors on the scoreboard, with Onega being the home team, with Onega being the 7 seed and Axtell the 8 seed. So Axtell is head coached by Brad Broxerman. Jason Tynan is the voice coach. And as for Onega, they're coached by Craig Boswell. So white on whites for the Buffaloes. Let's go ahead and step aside for 60 more seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
KMZA.
Underway here from Washington County. Axel on their first possession of the contest. A lot of passing from the perimeter so far for the Eagles. Broxerman thought about the three. She'll put on the floor and stump off pass down low to Porting, and she lost out of bounds. They'll stay with the Eagles. Underneath the basket on the inbound is Kaylee Sandman. Give it up top. See Taylor Broxerman drives to the right to the baseline. Pass thrown away by Delaney Figge of Onega. But back the other way, the 5'11 sophomore with the steal. This is Bridget Campbell with it. 5'7 sophomore. Pass on top of the key for Maria Krohn. Far side wing for Brianna Bates. Now top of the key for Figge. Near side wing with it is Bridget Campbell, the 5'7 sophomore. Now Brianna Bates with it. And now to Eva Krohn. Senior puts on the floor a couple times. Now pass wide open underneath the basket, and Bates with the score. And Bates with the first basket of the game, and Onega goes right to the press. That's almost thrown away by Eva Krohn, but she bumped into the player she was guarding, and that'll be a personal foul against the 5'8 senior guard. And they'll try the press once again. Inbound goes to Natalie Strothman, and she threw it away. Krohn drives baseline, pulls up, and it rattles home. Eva Krohn and Brianna Bates gets Onega up 4-0 early. This time they're able to break the press as Natalie Strothman brings it up. The far side wing out of the Sandman. Nashville will operate their offense against the 2-3 zone from the Buffaloes. Far side wing, here is Taylor Broxman with it as she retreats and calls out the play. 2 minutes into this game, 4-0 Onega over Axel. Dribble, pass to the far side corner for Laney Fording. Couple dribbles, now the top of the key. Strothman gives it up, near side wing for... Well, it's a pass that's stolen away by, once again, Delaney Figge, her second steal of the game. Another chance for Onega here offensively. Thrown from the top of the key. Pulls out the play, pass to the near side wing, now the top of the key, Campbell. Off down low, shut up off the glass. A little too strong this time from Maria Krohn, the 5'10 junior, and Axel with the rebound after the stop. That's too high for Taylor Broxman. It goes out of bounds to Onega. And timeout is called by Brad Broxman of Axel. Step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want, and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We're only got a 45-second break as Onega gets a shot that doesn't quite fall on the far side block. Axel comes up with a rebound out of the break. 4-0. Onega with the lead. 4:50 left to go, first quarter. Here is Natalie Strothman, kicks it, long two for Sandman, and it's no good, rebound for Delaney Figge. She's having a nice evening, rather, even morning so far, depending on what time it is. Had a couple games last night. Pass to Figge, top of the key, now to the far side wing. This is Eva Krohn. Drives baseline, stop there, is up to Figge, far side elbow, now at the top of the key. Maria Krohn goes to work. She'll hand it off. Campbell pass to the far side for Krohn. Up down low for Figge. Nice post move. Shot off the glass. It's gone. So Delaney Figge with her first basket. Onega right back into that press. Halfway through this first quarter, 6-0 Onega. Axel still looking for their first basket right here. Onega falling back into that 2-3 zone. Off-score pass, far side wing. This is Emma Hazenkamp in the game for the first time. Now for Natalie Strothman. Lob down low to the cutter. That's Laney Fording, and her shot doesn't fall. Had a good opportunity. The rebound is hauled in by Maria Krohn. A left pass to Campbell across that court. The Buffaloes look for their first three-possession lead of the day. Keaton Haskin in the game as well for Onega. Driving to the far side is Maria Krohn. Short corner, she kicks it out to the corner. Driving baseline is Eva Krohn, and her shot is stuffed underneath the backboard. Rebound by Axel. prone and had a good lane to drive. She just wasn't unable to back down her defender and get closer to the basket and had a bad angle and threw it in the other side of the backboard. Lob far side for Sandman. She'll pull up 15-footer. That one a little bit too strong. An offensive rebound by Brockstrom. She puts it up. That's no good. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound against the Eagles. So that will go against Lainey Porting. Her first, team's first. Quick action here today. Only 10 minutes in between games. Only 2-minute halftimes here throughout all of the games due to the inclement weather. Going to the far side and giving it up now is Bridget Campbell. And through the hands of her intended target, Annie Force, who just checked out the game. Now pass is almost intercepted by Broxman, but it's dropped. Picked up by Campbell. Fires away a mid-range jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Putback is no good for Maria Crone and rebounded by the Eagles. Up the far side goes Sandman, and she'll bring it to the middle. Accept the play from the midcourt circle. Sandman from the near side wing gives it up. Top of the key now to the far side for Brockstrom. Gets a screen, doesn't use it. Instead gives it top of the key. Strothman gives it back to Sandman. 2:07 left first quarter. Axel, still a goose egg on the scoreboard. Now Brockstrom retreats. Good defense by this Omega 2-3 zone so far. Into the corner near side. Porting dribbles a couple times, now gives it up. Looking, trouble, now bounce pass. Brockstrom drives, left side, in the middle, up top. Sandman thought about the three, couldn't get it off in time. Good closeout by Haskin. Now pull the jumper off the dribble, no good, and a fantastic defensive possession for Onega as they get the rebound with any force. Big pass to the far side, going to the near side. Now stepping out to the perimeter to make the catch is Maria Crone. Crone looks on, gives it to the near side wing to any force. Lob down low, too high for a target, and save, and hauled in, giving it up to Haskin. Fires away the three, straight away, that's no good. And a nice box out and rebound by Natalie Strothman. Craig Boswell calls out the play on the defensive side. Here's the pass to Tom to keep the Sandman. Now at the near side corner. Rosterman thought about the three, now drives middle, pulls up, contested, tough shot, 13 feet away, no good. And a rebound from Emerson Fordham, the backup forward, 5'11 freshman. She's had quite the season, and what a career she will have as a Buffalo. Here's side wing pass, Force with it with 32 seconds left. Pass the near side wing for Maria Crone. Bounce pass, down low, looking for Haskin, it's stolen away, not a great pass. It goes right into the hands of Chloe Strothman. She's trying to outlet somebody. Pass deflected by Sandman, but finding the hands of Strothman as that pass was not intended for Sandman. Now 12 seconds left. Axel trying to avoid a shutout here in this first quarter. Bounce pass. That's thrown away. Campbell on the run out all by herself. Right side layup. Good. Richard Campbell makes it 8-0. And now another steal. Haskin didn't get the shutoff in time. It's no good. And it is 8-0 going into the second quarter. So fantastic quarter from Onega as they shut out the Eagles. Let's step aside for a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the second quarter. 8-0 lead for Onega, leading Axel. 2 points apiece for Eva Crone, Brianna Bates, Bridget Campbell, and Delaney Figge. And Onega will get the ball out of the break. Consolation game, TVL girls basketball tournament here from Washington County High School, here in the primary gym. That's the far side away. This is to Eva Crone. She looks on, looking for some help. Gamble cutting across, can't find her, so she's going to top for Brianna Bates. Far side wing back to Campbell. She'll dribble to the middle of the floor. Fantastic defensive performance from the Buffaloes. Now on offense. Lob down low to Figgy. Nice pass. Set up off the glass. No good. Too strong. And out of bounds. It'll go to Axel. It was a fantastic look from Eva Crone. It was executed perfectly, but Figgy couldn't put it in. The Buffaloes back to the press. That gave Axel a lot of headaches, and this one deflected on the inbound, but they able to get it back to Sandman after inbounding Strothman. Now Sandman in trouble does find Strothman across half court. Excuse me, that's Laney Porting. Now to the Brockstrom. Lot pass down low to Petem Sandman over Figgy. Shut up, no good. Offensive rebound Porting. Is foul going up, and she'll get two free throws. Second team foul against the Buffaloes. That one's going to go against Figgy. That is going to be her first. Great thing about this Onega team is even if Figgy gets in foul trouble, Emerson Fordham coming off the bench, a fantastic forward. Just a freshman. Is that one left a little bit short? Both of their bigs can defend, rebound, and score very well. Second free throw after the first one was missed by Porting. That one's on the way. That one is good. So Axel with her first point of the game. 5'9 senior makes it 8-1. Near side wing, here's Bates with the ball. Thinking about a really long three as Axel is in a zone themselves. They're like a box in one because they're doing man-to-man with Delaney Figgy. It's going to be Hazenkamp defending her. Pass inside. Deflected. Stolen away by Laney Porting. Trying to go to Maria Crone. The high post is deflected away. Axel with the ball. Sandman past the far side wing. Now to the top of the key. He's a camp in some trouble, and it's stolen away by Campbell. Another run out. She had one in the first quarter. And he's going to lay this one in as well. First player from either team to have multiple field goals. She has 4 points. It's now 10-1 in Onega, leading Axel. 6:18 left to go, second quarter. It's up the near sideline. Brockstrom passed up ahead to Porting. Now a 2-on-1 and breaking the press. Set up over. Figgy is good. And Laney Porting has all three of Axel's points. Figgy with a catch. Pass the far side wing to Bates. And whistle on an offensive foul on a illegal screen by Figgy. And that's going to be her second. And Emerson Fordham is going to check in for Onega. Once again, they will face the press. Sandman, the inbounder. Inbounding it to Natalie Strothman. Up ahead, pass intercepted by Maria Crone, and she's fouled going up. Fouled hard by Sandman, and Sandman is shaken up after the play. And for Sandman, that's going to be her first personal. Looks like she's got hit in the abdomen, I believe is where she got hit. Trying to walk it off, but she's in some pain here. 10-3 our score, 5:53 left to go, second quarter. And it looks like she is going to stay in the game for the time being. The Crone with a couple of free throws here, trying to extend their lead. First one on the way, and that one is good. 5'10 junior with her first point of the game. Making it 11-3. Second one for the left-hander is no good. Gets her own miss. Went right back to her. Kicks it out to Campbell. Rebound on the way. Near side wing is too strong for Eva Crone. But an offensive rebound by Fordham, and she lays it in. Makes it 13-3. Inbound to Brockstrom. He's supporting, and Campbell with the reach-in. Campbell with her first. Our score. Down to Brockstrom. Trying to get across half court here. She gave up a dribble. And she's able to find Audrey Costell in the game for the first time. There's a lob to Porting, and she's put it underneath the underside of the rim. It's a jump ball on the miss. And possession arrow will stay with the Eagles. 5:23 left to go in the second quarter. And here's the inbound to Sandman, and it's thrown away by Campbell. Going from the near side to the opposite wing, and Campbell anticipated it and picked it off. Gates, far side wing, high post catch for him, lob down low. That's past the Crone, shot up, is up, and no good. Too strong, high off the backboard by Maria Crone, and a rebound by Audrey Koshel, the 5'9 sophomore for Axel. Sandman up ahead to Brockstrom, and the pass is right through her hands and out of bounds. A catchable ball, but unable to haul it in as Haskin checks in for Onega and in for Axel's Avery Bussing as Bates lets it for Onega, and Sandman will come to the bench for Axel. Roxman from the far side wing, and a whistle and a foul. It's an offensive, another illegal screen against Onega. 15 foul already. That one is going to go against Maria Crone. That will be her first personal. Gets the press. Inbound to Kostel. Far side to Roxman. Roxman telling her to run with it. And she does, down the far sideline all the way to the corner. Pass inside. Supporting from the far side block. Going over two defenders. And she's fouled. And that one's going to go to Bridget Campbell, and that's going to be her second. So now Axel will be in a 1-1 for the remainder of the half. Koshel, the inbounder, gives it up top to Natalie Strassman. And the near side wing, three ball on the way by Brockstrom, and that one missing everything. It's an air ball and picked up by Campbell. A left pass, near side. Nice pass up ahead to Haskin, lets the puck out of bounds. Going from the near side wing to the opposite side block allowed Axel to come and anticipate that pass and deflect it out of bounds. 13-3, still our score. Onega leading Axel. All 3 points from Axel coming in this quarter. 4:28 left to go. Shot up for Crone off the glass and good. Maria Crone with her first field goal. She has 3. Now a press once again from Onega. That one almost thrown away by Haskin, but Brockstrom able to come up with it near half court. Pass goes backwards to Sandman. Now pass up ahead across half court to Strassman. Strassman gets to Sandman. Dribbles to the top of the key. Heading inside, Brockstrom shot up no good from 13 feet out. Rebound by Haskin. Brings up with her left hand, now gives it up to Campbell across that court. Halfway through the second quarter, that's the far side wing to Eva Crone. Going off the play, cross court pass, near side corner, driving baseline is Campbell. Underneath the basket, she's fouled going up. 13 foul against the Eagles. And that one is going to go against Lainey Porting. That's going to be her second. Bridget Campbell, 4 points on the day, leading the team in scoring. First one on the way is good. Back in the game for Axtell is Hazenkamp, and back in the game for Onega is Figge. And with 2 personal fouls, she'll check in for Maria Crone. No good, but an offensive rebound by Figge. That one's no good. Once the shoot from the free throw line, offensive rebound, put back no good, rebound Axel. Dropping up the sideline, the Sandman dribbling to her left, from the top of the key. The near side wing, nice up fake, driving left side, stops in the short corner, pass deflected and thrown away. Now foul on the outlet against Axel. Onega playing suffocating defense all day long, as that one is going to go against Audrey Koshel. That is her first for the 5'9 sophomore guard. From Axel. And timeout's going to be called by Brad Brockstrom of Axel. It will be, we'll see how long this timeout is. It'll be a 30-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Kansaland Radio.
16-3, Onega leading Axel. Consolation game, TV All Girls Basketball Tournament. 3:25 left to go in the second quarter. Onega with the ball out of the break. Haskin will bring the ball up. Pass the near side wing to Bates. On top of the key. Beaverkrone looks on. Looking for someone to come get it. Now it'll be Fordham coming to get it. Bates pass to the near side wing. Looking down low for Haskin off a screen. Set up no good from the near side block. And rebound for Laney Fording. A left pass to Broxton. Brings up the near side to the wing. The short corner. Now she's finally stopped. Pass to the far side wing now for Fording. Entry pass is too far and stolen away by Figgy. A left pass up ahead to Bates. And she lost an angle of it. Broxton trying to save it for Axel. And able to do so. So they'll have to go back to full length of the court. Sandman brings it up. Near side. Only one field goal make on the entire game so far for Axel. Hoping to change that right here. Rockerman gets a screen to go to the far side. She stops. Near the far side elbow. Ball jumper 15 footer is no good. Reporting and now a jump ball on the rebound between Fordham and Strothman. Possession arrow belongs to Onega. So another defensive stop for Onega. Now Axel is wanting to bring some pressure for a full court press. Inbound for Eva Krohn is to Bridget Campbell. We check back into the game. Two personal fouls for her. Here's Bates near side wing, out top of the key for Eva Krohn. Pass inside, down low, nice look. Shot up off the glass, that's good. Off the screen to Maria Krohn. And she has five, all of which coming in this quarter. It's 18-3. Rest brought on by the Buffaloes. They've been doing that after every make. End of back dribble. Got the Axel crowd fired up as that three is no good from the near side corner from Avery Bussing. And a rebound for for Onega. Campbell calls out the play across half court. Bates, top of the key, to Eva Krohn. As crossover dribble gets past the defender, set up off the glass, looks good. A lot of contact, but nothing called, and Eva Krohn now with 4 points. And a lob and a bad pass, looking for Sandman. She was double-teamed and stolen away. Now she's on the floor, and it's going to be a foul against Eva Krohn on the loose ball of Onega, and it will be. That's going to be her second, so now three fouls against Eva Krohn, Bridget Campbell, and Delaney Figgy. And that'll be 1-1 free throws coming up for the Eagles. That's team foul number 7. Twenty to 3 is our score. It's been all Onega so far. Scored 8 points in the first quarter, 12 here in the second. Maria Krohn with 5. Leading the way. First free throw, and the 1-1 is good for Broxterman, and the 5'4 senior with the 4th point of the game for the Eagles. Reminder, Onega, Donovan West, boys game coming up after this one here on KMZA, as that one is good as well. No press brought on by the Eagles after that free throw make with 1:18 left in the second quarter. It's now 20-5. Bates from the near side wing, past the top of the key to Maria Krohn. To the far side, here's a jumper from Bridget Campbell. No good from 15 feet, far side corner, and a rebound hauled in by Porting. Excuse me, by Sandman. Out that pass to Strothman. He's back to Sandman. Dribbles to the wing on the near side. Looking for a cutter, and the pass deflected and intercepted. And Bridget Campbell turned around as the pass was coming to her. It's stolen right back. Now stolen back again to Fordham. Now that pass up ahead to Bates. Layup on the runout is good. Some sloppy basketball from both teams, but Brianna Bates makes the layup for Onega in the end. It's 22-5 with 38 seconds left. Now the pass is stolen, and now right back the other way. A layup is up and good for Bridget Campbell. Another steal and score from the Onega press, and Sandman is fed up with her teammates right now, calling them out, and deservedly so, making some really bad passes. 20 seconds left now. Pass to the top of the key for Avery Bussing. Pass the far side wing to Sandman. It's on the floor once, and now a pass to a cutter. It's Broxton. Shut up. No good. Hard off the backboard. Sandman with the rebound on the runner. Shut up. Good. And one. Sandman trying to take leadership as she gets the basket to drop, and the 5'7 junior trying to complete the and one here with 5.2 seconds left, down 24-7. That foul for Onega is against Emerson Fordham. That is her first. So Haskin will check in for the Buffaloes, and Bates will exit. One free throw coming up here. It's on the way, and it is good. And no good at the buzzer, and we'll send it to the half here on KMZA 92.1 FM.
Just so you
know. Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Our score at the half, Sodega 24, Axel 8. So we're switching things up here. Just got word that we're actually not doing any more games. So there'll be the 10 o'clock game and the 11:30 game. Then after that, the rest of the games are being pushed to Monday. So no championship game being played here tonight. So, again, those being pushed to Monday. So as a result, the halftime is going to be 8 minutes here instead of the original 10, but they originally had it as a two-minute break. So it is now an eight-minute halftime here from Washington County. Let's now go ahead and tally up our halftime totals, and apologies for that bit of a rush transition into a break there. I got that word, and I wanted to make sure that I got it right. So here we go. Lainey Porting and Kaylee Sandman with 3 points each for Axel and two for Taylor Brockstrom. That is it for their 8 points. That's for Onega's 24. Leading the way in scoring with seven is Bridget Campbell. Also has 5 points for Maria Crone. 4 points apiece for Brianna Bates and Eva Crone, and 2 points apiece for Emerson Fordham and Delaney Figge. So again, we'll do the 10 and 11:30 games here today, but then the rest of the games after that have been postponed to Monday here at the TVL tournament. Let's now step aside for a break. You're listening to the TVL tournament. Once again, our score is Omega 24 and Axel 8 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Licks filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Licks filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook, or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertop. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Four to eight, our score at the half between Onega and Axel, with the Buffaloes in front. It was a dominant first two quarters for the Buffaloes. Again, 7 points for Bridget Campbell. She had a nice second quarter with five of those points coming in that second quarter. So did Maria Crone. She had all five of her points in the second quarter. It's really because of that fantastic press that Onega has been able to operate so well, forcing a lot of turnovers and scoring a lot of points in transition. And even when they get beat by the press, rather, Axel beats the press, they're able to operate their 2-3 zone very well and getting a lot of steals. And part of that, as well as some of those passes that Axel is making, have not been great either. That's how we've gotten here so far. Let's take a look at the standings for the TDL here real quick. So Hanover, currently in first place at 6-0. They are 10-0 on the regular season. Clifton Clyde is a half game back. They are 5-0, 11-1 on the regular season. Donovan West, they are a full game out of first at 5-1 and 8-2 on the season. Frankfurt is 4-1, a game and a half back in fourth place at 8-3. In fifth place is Lynn at 3-1 at 7-4. In sixth place is Centralia at 3-2 on the season, or rather in TDO play at 7-4 on the season. In eighth place is Valley Heights. They are 2-2 in league play, 6-6 on the regular season. At 2-4 is Onega in ninth place.
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
No,
eighth place, excuse me. Axel is in eighth place, 2-4, 5-6. In ninth place is Onega in Washington County, with Onega at 6-5 in Washington County at 5-6. In 11th place at 1-4 is Troy, 3-7 on the regular season. In 12th place is Blue Valley Randolph, 1-5, 4-7. And in 13th is Wetmore, 0-6, 0-11. Final game for both of these teams here from the TBL tournament. We'll have one more game after this and then postpone the rest of the games after 11:30 to Monday. So we will be broadcasting that Donovan West Onega boys game right here on KMZA as well. So Sam Mann, the inbounder. And we are underway. Axel with the first possession. They had just two made field goals in that entire first half, both of which coming in the second quarter as they were shut out in the first quarter. There's a pass inside headed for Sandman that is almost thrown away by Figgy, but she had her foot on the line, so it'll go ahead and stay with the Eagles. Some of these passes trying to go inside when there isn't a lane near the corner at the top of the key for Stroppin. Lob is almost thrown away again. Well, the jumper for Laney Courting was good from the near side block. And Laney Fording now a five. Axel trying to give them a taste of their own medicine with a press and Bates with the catch. And she goes up and she's fouled. That's full court pass. And Brad Broxman is not happy. Two free throws coming up for Bates. As that foul was picked up by Bussing as her first. First free throw on the way for Bates is good. Just 24 seconds into this third quarter. Second one on the way, and good as well. Is it 26-10? Now Onega will bring on the press. That's the middle is dropped by Stroppin and stolen away by Maria Crone. The ball that should have been caught. That's the Far Side Debates. Nice hands by Broxman to put that one free. And it'll go out of bounds. Bates the inbounder to Campbell. On the midcourt circle to the near side. Eva Crone with it. One dribble, gives it to Campbell in the corner, and to travel. Kind of did a little hop before she passed inside to Maria Crone. Looked like she was half shooting it, half passing it. Inbound near side corner. Going the full length of the court. Inbound to Broxman in the corner. Gets it out of there against the Onega press. Broxman brings up the far side. Pass to Broxman, near side wing. Drives middle, kicks it out. Stroffman, top of the key. Looking for Sandman from the far side wing. Side high post. Fording. Double dribbles, shot over Figgy. Left it short. Rebound for Onega. It's about a 7-footer. Nice pass up ahead. Shot up for Crone is good. Fantastic look by Eva Crone to her sister. And Maria Crone lays it in. She has 7. And a whistle. And a technical foul has been called against Greg Boswell. I believe it's against Boswell. No, it's actually against a player here. I didn't see who. Oh, it's actually going to be against Brianna Bates. That'll be her first personal, and 2 free throws are coming. For Taylor Rosterman. First one on the way is no good, short and left. I didn't see what she did or maybe what she said. I don't think it was something she said. I really don't know. Second one on the way, and that one rims out. So 0 for 2 from technical foul free throws for Taylor Broxer. So score stays 23-10. 6:37, third quarter. I chuckle because there's a student with an Elmo costume that was unpleased with what just happened. He had his hands on his knees, bending over. Just kind of looks funny. Elmo was not pleased. So Axel with the ball out of the technical foul. 28-10, Onega with the lead. Bounce pass near side corner. This is Hazenkamp driving baseline. She stopped. She'll give it up, bounce pass. Here's Avery Bussing with it. Pick it out. Sandman will fire away to 3. That one's no good. And Bussing will save it before going out of bounds. We're on the near side. Pick out is to Broxman from the near side wing. And a pass to the opposite side block to collect it out of bounds. They've been trying that pass a lot today. And about 7 out of 10 times that one's being intercepted. It's just a pass that you really shouldn't be making from the near side wing to the opposite side block unless it's absolutely wide open, and it never really is. 6:03 left to go, third quarter. And now near side corner to Bussing. Double dribbles. Nice way to create space, but a good job recovering by Campbell as she blocks a shot. Rebound by Forda. A left pass to Campbell. Bring it up for Onega. 2 minutes gone in this third quarter. Campbell gets it back. Far side corner. Nice pass to Fordham. Shot up off the glass and good. Emerson Fordham. The freshman forward now with 4 points. And Onega brings on the press as the ball gets away from the officials a little bit, so they have to stop play. Now they resume. Inbound is to Hazenkamp. Bring up cross half court. Far side of Broxman. Drives left side. Shot up off the glasses. Rolls around and through. And Taylor Broxman with her first field goal today. She has 4 points. Axel's press was broken, but Eva Crone got in a bit of a hurry. She traveled with it, and Axel gets the ball back. 30-12, though. Eagles trailing. One of 2 games here. Broadcasted on KMZA. M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., and Wayman Oil Company. Thanks for our amazing sponsors for making these broadcasts possible. Hazenkamp drives to the far side. Backdoor cut from Bussing. Pass to her. Stolen away by Crone. Now lob to nobody as Fordham kind of just chucked that into the air. And it's stolen back by Axel. Here's an near side pass to Sandman. One dribble. Top of the key to Hazenkamp. Far side for Broxman. Dribble to the middle, and a foul against Onega. second foul against the Buffaloes. That one's going to go against Eva Krohn, and that is her third personal. Campbell and Figgy both with two apiece. Here's the three ball off the dribble. No good by Hazenkamp. Way off the mark. Rebound by Fordham. At the pass up ahead is to Haskin. And she gets bumped into, and she's going to get two free throws. Jaden Haskin, the 5'8 freshman, getting a lot of playing time in her first year playing high school varsity basketball. He's done a good job as well. And correction, they're actually going to say that foul was on the floor. So they'll inbound it underneath the basket. That one goes against Avery Bussing, and that is going to be her second. Down from Haskin up top to Figgy, who just checked into the game. Driving baseline is Lena Krohn. No good for 14 feet. Figgy's foul going up, and she'll get two free throws. Figgy with a pair of free throws coming. She has 2 points on the day. First one on the way, and that one is off the right side and rolling through. So Onega, 6-5 on the regular season, despite being ninth in the league in the standings. That one's left short. This really goes to show how tough this league is. If you win the CBL, great chance of doing well in state. The other way is Sandman. She gets a lay-in from the near side. Timeout called by Coach Brockstrom of Axel. And we'll take one as well. Set aside for 60 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
34-14, our score here in the consolation game between Onega and Axel. 4:19 left to go, third quarter. Inbound, full court up ahead for the Buffaloes, and Haskins can track it down. So that's a turnover out of the break. Final game for both of these two teams here in the tournament. One more game after this one, and then the rest of the games after 11:30 have been postponed to Monday. The whistle on the travel by Brockman on the fierce side wing. And a Brianna Bates is going to check into the game, and she got a technical foul earlier. Still, I'm not quite sure what that technical foul was about, as she'll check in for Haskin. Inbound, and stolen away on the inbound by Sandman, and she'll lay it in. Sandman with 7 points now going the other way. Here's Bates on a run out, and that one is good. Both teams breaking each other's presses. The student section has really came to play here today. Going the other way, another press break for Axel, successful. Shot up off the glass, no good by Layman Fordham. Gets her a miss, and she's fouled going up by Fordham. You don't tell these Axel students that they're out of this game. They won't believe you. Is that foul against Fordham is her second in team foul number 3. And both of these student sections treating it as if the game is tied 99-99 in the fourth quarter with 30 seconds left, as that one is too strong, no good on the front end. Great atmosphere here from Washington County High School. It's been a great scene all week long, and it'll be extended, of course, with the games being postponed to Monday. Second one on the way is no good for Fording, so 0-2, rebound hauled in by Maria Krohn. Alexa Campbell, she'll bring it up herself. Get up to the far side wing for Bates, the high post. Rhea Prone, lob down low to Figgy, is short and tipped by Fording and stolen away by Avery Bussing. Broxman will bring it up for the Eagles. Backdoor cut to Kostel. Ball past the far side. It'll be out of bounds. Another errant pass from the Eagles. Been kind of a theme for them so far tonight. I said tonight again, it's only 11 a.m. in the morning. Crossover dribble, and Eva Krohn gets bumped into. As that foul will go against Kostel, that'll be her second, team foul number four. And a correction, that one's going to be actually Kostel's third personal foul. Now whistle and a hold against Axel on the inbound. That's team foul number five now. That one's against Porting, that is her third. And now an offensive foul on an illegal screen. That's happened to Onega a few times here today. First time this half, but that's against Maria Krohn. That'll be her second. Press brought on by the Buffaloes. That's the far side to Bussing. Bussing gets hit from behind, and another foul. This one will go against Eva Krohn. That'll be her fourth. First player from either team with four personal fouls. So she will come to the bench. And Jaden Haskin, after just coming to the bench, will check right back into the game. 33-16, Onega leading Axel. 3:06 left to go, third quarter. Broxman to the far side wing. To Sandman. To the top of the key for Bussing. He'll give it up to Kostel. High post catch. Fording can't get anything, so she kicks it up to Sandman. Broxman drives middle. Jumper, good after the jump stop. And Broxman now has a pair of field goals here in the quarter. And now trying to break the press going the other way. Figgy with a full court catch. She's fouled and she'll get some free throws. And Onega is having no problems against Axel when they press. That foul is going to go against Avery Bussing. That is going to be her third. So her, Kostel, and Porting all with three personal fouls. First one on the way for Figgy is too strong off the back heel. No good. So 10 points in this quarter for Axel. They only had 8 in the second, and they were scoreless in the first. Second one on the way. That one is good. And a whistle and a timeout is called. It'll be a 60-second timeout from Craig Boswell of Onega. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
34-18, Onega leads Axel. 2:30 left to go, third quarter. Axel with the ball out of the break. Here's Broxman driving left side. She'll kick it out. And Kostel pass to the top of the key for Sandman. And back to Kostel. Dribbles to the near side now. And then cross the baseline, making the catch and firing the shot is Avery Bussing. That was no good. Rebound by Delaney Figgy of Onega. Full court pass up ahead from Campbell. Up ahead, nice look to Krohn. Left-handed layup, good. They have been so good with those full court passes. Campbell has made some really nice passes. So has Eva Krohn. This time for Maria Krohn. rather from Figgy to Maria Prone. And losing it out of bounds for Axel at the sideline was busting, so a turnover back to the Buffaloes. And Axel still trying their luck with the press, which has not had much success today. A lot of buckets in transition for Nega off of this Axel press. Maria Crone on the inbound to Campbell. Still towed up near side, now cross over to the middle. Cross that court, dribbling to the far side, and she'll come back to the middle of the court. 1:45 left to go in the third quarter. Onega has doubled up Axel. 36-18. Pascal, a nice look to Crone, and that one no good. Off a nice pass from Haskin. That was about a pass from 40 feet away to the basket right underneath. Crone couldn't stop the fall. Here's a shot off the dribble by Sandman. That one will be strong and pushed on the rebound against Omega. We see foul number 6. That one will go against Haskin. That is her first. Fordham has checked in with Figgy still in the game, so they'll have a little bit of a bigger lineup here. Crossover dribble, top of the key, Hazenkamp. Far side corner for Broxman. Drives baseline. He stopped and swept away by Campbell, but she lost it out of bounds. Failed to mention Eva Crone, player coming to the bench on that last substitution. So 1:09 left in this third quarter. Axel's offense has picked it up a little bit here in the third. To pass, and Hazenkamp hits the rim, but it finds the hands of Porting. Turnaround jumper, no good. Another offensive rebound, this time from Malia Stahlbaumer. It's just on the floor, picked up by Onega. On the run out, Bates is hit by Hazenkamp. No foul called, and now going to the floor is Broxman, and he's fouled. So 1-1 free throws coming up for the Eagles. Team foul number 7. That one against Bates is going to be her second. Dive for the loose ball. Free throw's coming up for Broxterman. It's on the way. And that one is no good. And rebound by Emerson Fordham. A strong rebound from the freshman. Mentioned that Malia Stahlbaumer in the game for Axel, the 5'6 sophomore guard. Here's Bates with it. Looking down low. Nice cut across by Fordham. And she blocks. Loose ball on the rebound picked up by Jaden Haskin of Onega. Off the offensive rebound, one dribble to the top of the key to Campbell. Driving to the right side, pulls up jumper off the dribble. That one's too strong, no good, from 18 feet out. The rebound for Axel's Aubrey Costell. It's a jump ball, good job by Bates to get her hand in there. Justin Arrow stays with the Buffaloes with 18.8 seconds left here in the third. Scores stay at 36-18 here for a little bit. Here's Figgy on the inbound. Almost traveled, because she almost dragged her pivot, but here's three ball from Campbell. That was no good. Ball tipped up and a foul against, I believe, Axel on the rebound. And it will be. That'll go against Laney Courting. That'll be her fourth personal foul. And that will send Fordham to the free throw line, as that is team foul number 7. 11.5 seconds now left. The Fordham, 4 points off the bench for the forward. Front end on the way, no good. Ball touched up in the air. Still loose underneath the basket. Picked up by Axel. 8 seconds left. And picked up the floor. Rebound by Hazenkamp. 5 seconds left. Broxman stopped, giving it up. Using the fireway, a long three at the buzzer. Left short by Lamy Porting. And that is the end of the third quarter. 36-18. Onega leads Axel. We'll step aside for a minute. And you're on 92.1 KMCA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansas. Kansaland Radio.
8 minutes left in the game as we go to the fourth quarter. 36-18, Onega leading Axel. Consolation game, TVL Girls Basketball Tournament. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank of Frankfort, Highland Community College, and Bendina State Bank. Here's three ball from Gording. That was way off the mark. She missed the shot at the buzzer, but an offensive rebound by Brockstrom. That was no good from the far side block. The rebound picked up by Bridget Campbell of the Buffaloes. And now a reach in, a dumb foul from Hazenkamp as she kind of threw her body at Bridget Campbell. There was really no chance that she was going to get a steal. So 1-1 free throws coming up for the Buffaloes. Team foul number 8. And for Hazenkamp, that is her first. One and one for Bridget Campbell. First one on the way. That one left a little bit short off the front end. And a foul against Omega on the rebound. Now free throws for Axel. As that one's going to go against Delaney Figge. That'll be her third. Reminder that after this one concludes, we have Onega and Dunford West boys coming up as we switch things over to the secondary gym. Front end of the 1-1 is good for Audrey Costell. That's her first point of the day. Costell, 5'9", sophomore off the bench. That one is right through. 2 for 2, and it's 36-20. Across that court is Eva Crone. And Campbell will give up to Bates. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Crone with it. Retreating to the midcourt logo. Give it up. Here's Maria Crone with it. Fitted heavily by Costell against the Figge. Elov down low to Bates, and she's fouled from behind by Lady Porting. And she is done. That is her fifth personal foul. Oh, correction. I have my 21s mixed up. Oh, wait, no, I think they just... Hold on here. Free throw is good for Bates. Okay, I guess it was not against 21, it was against 12, so that's against Malia Stahlbomber. So my apologies there. So Porting still in the game. She has four personal fouls. Second one for Bates is no good off the left side. Rebound by Figge on the offensive side. Here's a two ball wide open for Bridget Campbell. And missed it short. Rebound by Costell of Axel. She's going to bring it up herself with open lane to go. And she'll kick it back to Brockstrom. She's on the run. Little runner. Left it a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound. That one's no good on the putback. Rebound by Figge. Another pass. And wide open up ahead is Bates. Nice pass from Crone. Shot up good. So Bates now with 11 points. It's 39-20. Another press from Onega. Over the floor. Now across that court from Stahlbomber. It's passed. Brockstrom can't put it in. And a rebound by Figge. And Figge got fouled on a reach-in by Brockstrom. Clock stops with 6:32 left to go in the fourth. So now in the double bonus for the rest of the game. That foul against Brockstrom is actually just her first personal. First one on the way, and that one is off the right side, no good. Avery Bussing, the 5'7 freshman in for Axel. Still check in for Audrey Costell. Now having to switch around a couple of the players to get things right for Axel. Second free throw for Delaney Figge, the 5'11 sophomore forward. That one's so good. Long rebound out to the free throw, rather than the three-point line, and a whistle and a travel against Bridget Campbell, which made the offensive rebound. Inbound, right back to Sandman. Goes to work. Gets past her defender and the lane runner, no good. Gets her own miss. Second try underneath the basket. That one is good. Kaylee Sandman doing it all. She now has 9, and it's 39-22. 6 minutes left to play, 39-22, Omega leading Axton. Eva Crone to Bates. From the big court, half circle. It's the ball poked out of there by Stahlbaumer. He gets a steal. And she's bumped on the floor by Bates. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Is that a team foul number 9 against Omega? As for Bates, that is her third personal.
So 1-1 coming up for Malia Stahlbaumer, the 5'6 sophomore. Didn't see any action until late in the third quarter. Figgy and Bates to the bench. Fordham checking back in alongside Jaden Haskin. Front end is no good. Rebound by Fordham. She'll give it to Haskin. And she'll bring it up herself. And actually, she'll hand it back to Campbell just before half court. Crone from the far side wing. Lobs to her sister Maria Crone. Drives to the right side of the paint. Shot up off the glass. No good. And a rebound from Lady Porting, trying to get away from a couple of Buffaloes, looking to foul and a reach in. And that will go against Fordham, I believe. Either way, that is 10 fouls. Both teams now in the double bonus. That will go against Bridget Campbell, her third. First free throw for Porting is good. So Laney Porting now with 6 points. Haley Sandman leads the team with 9. Taylor Brockstroman also has contributed 6. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. And what's on the timeout call by Craig Boswell, the head coach for Omega. And let's step aside for a 60-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
92.1 FM KMZA.
39-24 our score. Omega leading Axel. Now a foul right out of the gate on the inbound from Axel against, or the inbound from Omega, and the foul is against Axel. So some free throws coming up here from Maria Crone. As that foul goes against Avery Bussing, that is her fourth. 5:23 left here in the game. First free throw on the way for the left-hander, Maria Crone, is good. And she now has 10. She's the first player from either team to score 10 points. Oh, I take that back, actually. Brianna Bates has 11 on the night. Second one is up and good. So now they both have 11 on the game. 21-24, now a steal from Eva Crone, shot up no good on the layup. He's going to the floor, picked up by Eva Crone, trying to just get it to somebody. On his hands up Campbell, and on the runner, shot up and good. So Bridget Campbell now with 9 points. Had 5 in the second quarter. Now a 19-point lead for Onega with 5 minutes to go. Reminder that after the 11:30 games are over, that is going to be it for today's action. We'll resume the rest of the games on Monday. Pass inside, the partially deflected, but finds the hands of Porting. So bounce it out. Long two on the way. That one's left short by Sandman. And a rebound by Haskin. And Haskin is fouled. Trying to get some separation. And Haskin will get some free throws here.
The foul is against Malia Stahlbaumer. That is going to be her second personal. First free throw for the freshman on its way, and good. And that is Haskins' first point of the day. Seven different scores from Onega here this morning. Having to adjust to saying that. I've been saying tonight all came long. Second one on the way, and that one is good. Largest lead of the game, and Brianna Bates checking in for Haskins after the make. So 4:42 left to go. Press brought on still by Onega as Stahlbaumer brings it up herself on the far side via the dribble. High post catch from Horning, shut up no good from 8 feet out. Rebound from Bates of Onega. Campbell will bring it up. Add to their stacks, here's a nice feed to Figgy, and she lays it in from the far side block. And Delaney Figgy, she now has six. Her first field goal since the second quarter. He's passed up ahead to Fordham. And that is intercepted by Fordham, excuse me. Fossil threw it. Head fake from Eva Crone. Now entry pass to Figgy, and Figgy tried to kick it out. She got slapped on the wrist. Nothing called. And it's a steal by Axel. It's Hazenkamp. Far side corner. The Stahlbaumer. Nice pass to Kostel. High off the backboard. No good. Rebound Fordham. Before pass up ahead to Bates. She'll fire away a 15-footer in transition. No good. Rebound Figgy. That putback is no good as well. Ball set by Fordham. Well, they're going to stay out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. .336 now left to go. 23-point lead for the Buffaloes. Consolation game TVL tournament thanks to our sponsors, Vendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Snowtop Insurance, and B&B Building. Catch from Fordham in the paint, and she traveled, so it'll go the other way. Axel just hasn't been able to maintain possession when faced with the pressure brought on by Onega's press. Even in their 2-3 zone, they've been doing a good job of turning the ball over. Or turning them over, excuse me. Rossman brings it up. Rossman dribbles to the left. It's past Bates. Now stops. Fox. No good. Rebound by Fording of Axel. Another chance for the Eagles. Kick out wide open. Look for Bussing from three. That one off the backboard and good. Avery Bussing with her first points of the day. Now five different scores for Axel. Now a steal from Sandman. Well, the other way, whistle and an offensive foul as Sandman went into Bridget Campbell and took it. Well done by the 5'7 sophomore. So for Sandman, that is her second. This is an offensive foul, of course, no free throws, despite being the double bonus. Fordham to the bench. Maria Crone back into the game for Onega. The inbound to Eva Crone. And nice hands from Steele, again by Sandman. And she'll lay it up and miss it. Get her own miss. Turn around jumper off the backboard. That was no good. Rebound by Bates. Missed opportunity from Axel. Now a foul against the Eagles as Bates is trying to get the ball and now a pass. That one's going to go against Brockstrom. That is her second. And more free throws. Donovan West and Onega boys game coming up after this one. And the secondary gym will hustle on over there to cover that one. First free throw is good for Brianna Bates. She now has four in this quarter, 12 on the game, leading in scoring. That second game originally scheduled for 11:30. That one is good. That'll be in the opposite gym. I'm not quite sure how far along that game is going on in the other gym. So if you're looking forward to that Onega Donovan West boys game, I'd recommend staying tuned right here to KMCA when we get back to that one. Offensive rebound off the miss as Porting hauls it in and dribbled out of bounds off of, I believe, a hand of Onega as he'll stay with the Eagles. So originally trying to scrunch all the games together here
to try to get out of here before the bad weather starts to come through, but that plan not working, and we'll have to resume those games on Monday that are after the 11:30 games. Here's a shot that's blocked out of bounds. So again, any game scheduled after 11:30, that includes the 2:30 games, 4 o'clock games, 4, 6, and 7:30 games, those are all going to be played on Monday. Long two on the inbound, off the right side, no good by Bussing, rebound by Campbell. Be sure to stay tuned to our website, msesports.net, for the games that we are covering. We are going to cover the championship games for sure. Here's the runner from Haskins, that's good from straight away. Nicely done from the freshman. You know, it's 51-26, with 2 minutes now left to play. Here's a lob. And now we'll go to Avery Bussing. Now, high post shot for Avery, excuse me, for Lady Porting. That's no good. Short. Rebound for Brianna Bates. Brad Broxman, the Axel girls head basketball coach, running some pressure here on this possession. High post catch. Right to the left side, Maria Crone. She gets bumped and fouled by Porting, and now she is done. I thought she was done earlier, but had the 21 and the 12 mixed up, so now she has committed her fifth personal foul, and her day is done. So Lainey Porting finishing the day with 2 field goal makes and 7 points, and the second on the team in scoring, only behind Salmon, who has 9. So shooting 2 is Maria Crone for Onega. First one on the way is good. She's having a heck of a quarter. She's made 4 free throws. She now has 14 points on the day. That one left a little bit short. Oh, my mistake. I actually put that for, that was actually Brianna Bates' total. For Crone, that is her 3rd free throw of the quarter. She has 12 now. Here's a shot straight away. No good by Sandman, it's no good, gets her own miss. Second try is no good, loose on the floor, and a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Buffaloes. One-19 left to go, 52-26. Onega has doubled up Axel here. Axel bringing on the press. Getting that pressure. Plus that court, Campbell has Bates all, or excuse me, Haskin all alone, and she'll lay it in. Jaden Haskin now with 6 here in this quarter. Love for her to be one of the pieces they can rely on in the future. Is in the game for Axel is Grace Porting, the 5'7 freshman. Also in is Aaliyah Leiberger, and now a turnover against Omega after forcing the turnover. And the Hazen camp is in. So is Audrey did it earlier. Audrey Costell and Avery Bussing. Now some substitutions for Onega as Addison DeChamp checks in, and so does Jaden Abix and Lauren Martin. 54-26, 55 seconds left, and now one final substitution for Onega. Ember Conger checking in as well. Jason Camp goes to her left, and she has his foot, picks it up, now loose on the floor, and a jump ball as Haskin got her hand in there, and possession arrow stays with the Eagles. Here's the inbound from Bussing, and deflected, it ends by Conger, and she'll get the steal. Up ahead to Haskin, and she'll lay it in from the far side, from the near side. And she now has 8. All of which coming here in this quarter. Largest lead of the game, 30. With 28 seconds left. Pass down low is deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay with Axel, as now we have a running clock, since the lead has grown to 30. What a game for Omega here. Constellation game, TBL tournament, shot missed. 9 seconds, steal right back. Onega is going to go 2-0 in consolation games and 2-1 in the tournament because the 3 is good from Hazenkamp. And that is how the game will end. 56-29, our final score. Onega wins it. Let's step aside for a break. We'll come back with your post-game coverage here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Tango wins, final score 56-29 over Axtell. Consolation game here from Washington County High School. Jared Sluppy back with you for one last time for this game, and then we'll switch on over to the other gym for Onega Donovan West for the boys. All right, let's get to our individual totals from today's contest. First for Axtell, leading the way in scoring with 9 points is Kaylee Sandman. She had 9. 7 points for Lainey Porting. 6 for Taylor Brockstrom. 3 apiece for Avery Bussing and Emma Hazenkamp, and 2 for Audrey Kostel. As for Onega, leading the way in scoring with 13 was Brianna Bates. She's our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. 12 points for Maria Crone, as well as 9 for Bridget Campbell. 6 points for Delaney Figge. 4 points apiece for Emerson Fordham and Eva Crone. And we also had, well, I thought we had somebody else. That looks like that's it. So, once again, our final score, 56-29. Onega goes 2-1 in the CDL tournament, losing the first game, winning the two consolation games. So we're going to hop on over to Onega Donovan West on the boys' side. We're going to take a break for a few minutes. We'll come back here on 92.1 KMCA.